Today's gospel passage recounts the miraculous healing of the man born blind. It is inviting us to reflect deeply on our own spiritual sight and our journey of faith. At the outset of this passage, we see a man blind from birth. His condition is not simply physical, but symbolic of spiritual blindness. Just as physical blindness impedes one's ability to see the physical world, spiritual blindness obstructs our capacity to perceive the truth of God's kingdom. Jesus, the light of the world, sees this blind man and acts with compassion and love. He spits on the ground, makes mud with his saliva, and anoints the man's eyes, instructing him to wash in the pool of Siloam. The man obeys, and as he washes, he receives his sight. This act of healing signifies not only the physical restoration, but also the spiritual illumination that comes from encountering Christ. However, the response of these people who saw this is varied. Some witnesses are astonished and recognize the divine power at work, while others, especially the Pharisees, are skeptical and even hostile. The Pharisees interrogate the man and his parents, questioning the authenticity of the healing and the identity of Jesus. Despite the man's testimony, they refuse to believe, revealing their own spiritual blindness rooted in pride and self-righteousness. So in a contrast, this blind man, now able to see both physically and spiritually, grows in his faith. He refers to Jesus as man called Jesus. But at the Pharisees' press on him, he begins to recognize Jesus as a prophet and confesses him as the Son of Man, worshiping him. Like this blind man, we may start our journey unaware of the truth. But through encounters with Christ, our eyes are opened and our faith deepens. However, like these Pharisees, we too can be hindered by our preconceptions, our doubts, and attachments to worldly wisdom. We must be vigilant, lest pride and skepticism blind us to the reality of God's presence and his transforming power in our lives. This passage challenges us to consider how we respond to those who bear witness to Christ's work in their lives. Do we allow our prejudices and skepticism to prevent us from recognizing his presence among us? As we journey through this Lenten season, let us pray for the grace to see with the eyes of faith, to recognize Christ in the ordinary moments of our lives, and especially to bear witness to his love and mercy in the world. May we, like the blind man, come to know Jesus not only as a healer, but as our Lord and Savior, who calls us out of darkness into his wonderful light. Lord Jesus, light of the world, you opened the eyes of the blind man and revealed your glory to those who believe. Grant us the grace to see you in the midst of our daily struggles and joys. Help us to overcome our spiritual blindness and to grow in faith, hope, and love. May we bear witness to your saving power and lead others to encounter you, the true source of life and light.